You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Peace Family is 19 Keys. It's the most dangerous podcast in the world. Make sure y'all tap in for some war room, some high-level conversation, and keys to be able to unlock and stimulate that guy within. Tap in. This episode is brought to you by Infinite Wealth Strategies. Infinite Wealth Strategy is a course that I created for all those who want to tap into everything blockchain, also for those who want to be a part of a community that is growing and learning together. We go from everything from the metaverse, cryptocurrency, tokenomics, non-fungible tokens known as NFTs, ways to understand decentralized finance and learning how to utilize it. Also things just from learning 3 to 4 week book strategies and how to become an author, how to set up trust, how to move private, right? We have weekly classes on masculinity, femininity, spirituality. There's so much that's involved in it. But once you tap into the Infinite Wealth Strategies, you become a strategist on how you can produce wealth for your future. Come and learn financial literacy, how to put together a portfolio, or just come learn how to earn cryptocurrency so you can start making money in the market that's producing millionaires on a daily basis. Tap into Infinite Wealth Strategies and you'll have access to 2022. So all things that you didn't learn this year, you got probably about 2 more months to go ahead and put it all in your head. And this is an all-you-can-learn situation. We're going to charge you one time, and once you in, the knowledge is yours forever. And it will give you a return on that investment to the day you die.
Infinite Wealth Strategy.
We go from slaveship to where we own and we don't own nothing. And then we go into ownership. But see, with ownership, we liable to the things that we own. And then we move on forward to rulership, where we own nothing but we control everything. And then we get to the final frontier after we actualize our dreams. And then we on the mothership as gods and kings. See, at some point in time, we gotta recognize what ship we on and where we at. You know what I'm talking about? See, unfortunately, we've been on nigga shit for far too long. And we allow those that ain't supposed to be in our culture to own it and control it, being our masters and our rulers, right? While making excuses for ourselves. See, a devil like Vlad, he was never supposed to be in the culture in the first place. And look at what he's doing to the gods. See, it ain't until we recognize the mistakes that we've been making for a long time when we start talking about these snakes. See, it's a reason that they don't want to see the young, rich, black guys get the platform, because then the next generation aspire to be like us. They say, wait a minute, y'all ain't got to sell y'all soul to meet y'all goals. So how come I can't be like you? You can speak truth to power and still do a 7-figure brand. You still got your soul, you got your spirit, and you a man when you stand. See, it's different. If they could, then they would, but most of them don't know about this one. They don't know how you can keep your rhythm as a man and be masculine and divine with it. How you can speak truth to power, and every day, every minute, every second, every hour, ain't never got a coward. See, that's different for us. Most of them don't get it. See, what hip-hop is, it's a beautiful expression of our souls. It's our spirit. You feel me? We tell our stories. We emotionally connected to it, trying to get out this trauma. But we're not supposed to stay in it forever. At some point in time, we got to graduate from those things and evolve. We got old sayings like, nigga, I ain't changed. That's a damn shame. You supposed to. You supposed to evolve and get growth. We're supposed to get smarter than that. I know we smarter than that. Because I know who you are. They ain't going to tell you. Because the moment that you know who you are, they can't control you. Nobody can control a God. But a nigga, see, that's something that they made. Dr. Wesley broke it down real good for you. If I ask the average person, would they give up cigarettes, smoking,
Matter of fact, if you just took the money that you tricked off with at the strip club, you can buy your land, you can afford your assets, we can build the businesses, we can have social economic when it comes to the banking systems, we can fund each other's dreams, right? But we happy celebrating individualism instead of collectively pulling our resources every single day. How come 5 to 10 brothers don't get together, y'all put $5,000 in a pot, and y'all go figure out how y'all can go buy some plots, some acres of land, and then y'all go build container cities on top of that? Why is that not something we doing? Why do we look at the fact that we was able to turn all of these states blue while we over there, you know, jacking for Joe Biden, but we ain't did that for ourselves? When we go look at the food deserts in the neighborhoods of America, and we ain't turned them green yet because we ain't campaigned for ourselves? See, now that I know you can do it, now that I know you had this great ability to go traveling around the world and campaign for something, now you got to take that and you got to do it for your people. And see, we ain't about to look up everything in politics. Fuck politics. Nah, we on our governance of self. If you got a problem with that, you got a problem with a man being self-assertive. And most of them got a problem with masculinity, and that's really the truth. Ain't no such thing as toxic masculinity. Ain't nobody walking around talking about toxic femininity. What we talk about is toxic human beings. Whether you're masculine or feminine or not, whether you're a male or feminine or a woman, there's people on both sides of the spectrum who are imbalanced. That's what we're talking about. But when we talk about the divine characteristics and traits that's going to make you a man, don't ever let the world try to shun you from becoming who you're supposed to be as a young male out here. Because they don't want to see you being independent. See, it's the man that's supposed to be independent. And we're supposed to create an interdependent system with our women so we can have a family unit. But of course, we don't abide by the rules of our ancestors unless we weaponizing them and saying that they died for our right to vote. As if they ain't died for our ownership. They ain't died for our right to have control. See, my great-grandfather, he was a real estate agent. Let me tell you a story. During his time, he had the great ability to go get him a $100,000 loan. That was a lot of money at the time. You're talking about 1903, 1910, whatever time it was. So. And what he did with that, he created a real estate business where he started selling homes to black people in America. But during that time, they had these racist covenants that said black people couldn't own here, things of that nature. So it was even upheld in those courts, the local courts. So he decided to say, you know what? I'm going to operate where we talk about equity versus equality. See, if I got the equity, I could fund my own equality. I ain't got to beg nobody for it. So he put his money where his mind was. He said, okay, I'm going to fund this to go to the Supreme Court. Even Thurgood Marshall was a part of it. And because he was able to fund his daughter to get an education that mattered, she was the second black lawyer in the state of Missouri. And she actually worked on that case as well. And they beat that case, upholding the 14th Amendment for black people in America. And I tell that story because when we think about being revolutionary, we got to make sure we got some money so we can fund our power. See, that's the thought process that I'm on. If we own the media companies, if we own the land to where we can feed ourselves, then we no longer dependent on the enemy. But as long as we have to depend on him, let me give y'all the secret. As long as we got to depend on our open enemy to feed us, we're going to always need him so we can never defeat him. See, that's what y'all don't get. See, it's bigger than what you think it is. You can't go to war without money. There's strategies to everything, and that's why I said we got to train. You can be emotionally tied to something and say, I just want to hoorah and go after that. Nah. See, a man is diplomatic in his thought process. The greatest ability that we have is our tool of imagination and our ability to deliberately think and strategize, come up with a plan and time in the future and execute it. Now, see, that's an act of manhood. Taking a precept of a thought, creating a concept, turning that to an institution that becomes a rite of passage so the next generation is born with the things that we currently fighting for. Don't that sound better? Or do we want nigga death culture of hip hop talking about bitches and hoes ain't shit forever and talking about how we had to sell dope and we was super clever and this is how we got out the hood and we was tough as shit. But when the white boys come around, your head down. Yes, sir, officer. You talking to them corporate boys, they got you signing contracts, turning you into a slave. But when your brother don't keep his word with something, you want to kill him. Damn, how tough are you? Right? We get them glass eyes when it comes to murdering our brother, but we get teary eyes when it comes to talking to another. See, that's a different conversation y'all ain't ready to have. And then we look at the fact that the pre-existing conditions and the black community that made us susceptible to COVID-19, we're not even dealing with that. Let's not talk about eating right and boosting our immune system and getting tapped back into nature. Let's not talk about doing the things that we know historically our ancestors would have done to rid us of these issues. Let's not have that conversation. Let's just go inject ourselves with vaccines. Let's have people historically that we thought was deep, we thought were great lyricists, we thought were great speakers, and we respected and admired. And we got individuals like Lupe Fiasco saying, you got to take a vaccine to get in these doors and hear my frequencies. Well, guess what? We don't want to hear you boycott it too. Because black is in the mind, and that ain't the black standard. See, you want to force your people inoculation. When we looked at the evil that had happened all across the world, we look what they did in Africa. My brother, Dr. Wesley, my good brother, RZA Islam, have been making great points and giving out some of the greatest research. And those are the two people that I want y'all to go to when you have a question about these things. See, unfortunately, in black America, we don't have our own scientists that we look at to filter information. So we got to go to our enemies whom we already don't trust and ask them, is this correct knowledge? Now, that's our fault, I admit. But it's also our fault when we do have people that we should trust that we don't. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, we love the devil because the devil gives us nothing. Damn, that's deep. What did Obama give you? What did Bush give you? What did Biden give you, really? Right? See, well, Black Lives Matter, every time Black Lives Matter goes somewhere, the crime rate goes up afterwards. See, sometimes I hear the activists saying that, man, y'all ain't around when somebody died. Now, that's not their job. But what is their job, from what they put in their own bylaws, is the fact that they don't believe in black family, they don't believe in black men being leaders. So in the midst of the so-called greatest civil rights moment in history, they didn't want the black man nowhere around except on the ground that they can capitalize off his death. Because the secret of America, true secret of America, is in the black body, the black rituals, the Masonic rituals that these devils have been utilizing since 1555. And it's always been that way. 2020, 19 years later after 9/11, here we are in another pandemic and a devastating, paradigm-changing world event. See, ain't nothing by accident. Synchronicity is finding the meaning in the otherwise meaningless. See, we control the definition of what things mean, and it's up to us to be high-level observers so that the world around us reflect the mind that we have and the things that we want to see. Until then, we caught up in somebody else's plans because we don't have any. So they control the direction. They control the trajectory of our thought process. Listen, my beautiful women, my young black guy brothers, we got to have more respect for each other. See, there's some bros out there that be like, I don't want to hear that. Nah, bitches ain't shit. Like, that's really their thought process. And you really ain't worth nothing to us unless you respect women. And I'm not perfect. I don't know nobody that is. But if we can recognize that, strive for it, reflect up our faults, and then grow from it, see, now that's an act of perfection in my eyes. You ain't got to be perfect. But you got to be able to recognize your fault, and you got to be growing in a constant manner. That's all I ask of anybody that tap in with me. If you here and you watching this, all I ask for you is just to strive to be a better person. People say, Keys, listen, man, you with that black Muslim talk. Listen, man, I grew up with soldiers. I grew up in a militant household. Left face, right face. They taught me how to drill. They taught me how to be on post, how to keep my head on the swivel, how to watch out, how to understand the world that I was going to be born into, how to deal with men as men, how to look men eye to eye, right? And in that thought process, I think about how so many men don't have no training, so they don't know how to be men. And I empathize, but I don't sympathize. I want you to be better. I want you to grow, but you got to seek it for yourself. You can't be your mama. And if your father wasn't there, then you got to find a role model that you can pattern your mind off of so you will know how to pull into those traits. But without respecting women, you can't be a man. And it ain't no male on this planet Earth that can tell me that. The pimp shit is dead. My mama always told me pimps was faggots. They don't really love women. You gotta look yourself in the eye and you gotta deal with that one. The whole culture gotta die. They say, oh, Keys, man, you with that black Muslim talk. Listen, man, black is in the mind. It's a frequency of righteousness. It's our nature. It ain't got nothing to do with our skin color. It got everything to do with the frequency of our mind and the color of our mind, that triple darkness, that self-created God within. So when you say I'm a Muslim, that means that I submit my will to do the will of God. God being good, man. So ain't you a Muslim too? You can answer the question based off the definition, not the connotation. And I'm going to leave you with this. It's a difference between civilization, being civil, being natural. Civilization, naturalization. See, civilization is coming under military law, ecclesiastic law, jurisdiction. It's about being kind or polite. Natural is about doing or things that human beings didn't create. What's naturally here, God-given. See, the reason I bring that up, because we were taught to be civilized the same way the Indians did. Cut off their hair, threw them in schools of indoctrination, and then say, hey, you civilized. They stole our ways, retaught it to us, put us under their control. Once we were indoctrinated, they say, hey, you civilized. Now you kind and polite. Because we come under their rule, under their social contract. But the things that come natural to us as human beings, we don't even get the opportunity to nurture our own souls. Because when the last time you took off your shoes, you stepped in the ground and you grounded yourself into nature. See, in city, and I wrote this in my book, city thinking versus nature thinking. And the city is where the mental illness grows. In nature, that's where you're going to hear your soul. That's where you can hear God talking to you. See, we always surrounded by noise. We can never hear ourselves. It's a reason that you might not go buy that course. You might not go, you know, do the right thing when it comes to discipline and just sitting down with yourself. Because you don't own your own mind. You don't even control it. Then you need to ask yourself, damn, if I don't control it, what does? Every single day you got to make a decision. Because guess what? You have to live your own life. So when you look at the money you don't have, the knowledge you don't have, the non-good relationships that you're not in, those are all because you manifest that, whether it was good or bad, you're successful at the life you created. So make a decision, make a better one. Tap in.
Listen, man. For all my fellas that's in the street, man, you're risking way too much for way too little. You understand me? You can sit down, get in front of a computer, put some hours in, learn a whole new skill set, and make more money than you ever did in your life, and there's no opportunity or chance of going to prison. You understand me? Your mother not worried about you. Your lifespan increases because you're not putting yourself at adverse risk for no reason at all. The game doesn't change. You understand me? When I was young, I took opportunities that I definitely did not need to take. I found myself with several cases. If I had cryptocurrency or NFTs, understood the blockchain, the business of marketing and branding, in a way that I do now, would not have made those mistakes. You understand me? Wisdom is the best way to cure karma. Karma is what continuously happens. It's a cycle. But unfortunate human beings like pain. So we learn through experience and we learn the hard way. Well, let me save you the pain and let me teach you from my knowledge and from my wisdom. And you can learn a whole new skill set that can take you out the streets until you can start owning everything around you. You can take ownership of your life, ownership of your emotions, ownership of your energy, ownership of your destiny and your future. Put it back in your own hands by putting knowledge in your damn mind. Tap in, man. The streets is old news. You understand me? Having knowledge and understanding the way this world operates, those are the new opportunities. And you have no excuses if this video has made its way to you, whether somebody has shared it to you and they care about you and they want the value of your life having a consistency where you are becoming successful. You understand me? You ain't got no excuses no more. I dropped out of college. I had several cases. I've been arrested multiple times. You understand me? I done been in all sort of different situations, similar to you. Some I done been in worse situations. Some of you all have been in worse. But regardless, the opportunity exists right now. It is to decide, you want to take the path that you've been on, or you want to take a better path that you can get on. If you join Infinite Wealth Strategies today, you just got to sit down, focus yourself, learn it, execute. The next thing you know, you got a whole new skill set to build whatever future that you want. I'm 19 Keys. Make sure y'all tap in with me, man. I look forward to seeing y'all inside the community in the Discord. Text 323-577-6692. Text STREET, and I'm gonna give you 44% off. Don't waste this opportunity, because I'm not giving another one. And it's not about me giving you another one. It's about you giving yourself one right now. Tap in.